When you head back to the U.S. from a trip abroad, it's nice to bring back harmful microscopic organisms. So please, make sure you bring back something that's prohibited, like a prohibited agricultural product or prohibited animal product, and choose a gift that will never become a bird or animal. But if you bring back something that's like a bird or animal product, you risk exposing the country to harmful mobs.
We're sitting together listening to this.
And this was pleasing to God.
Let me hear those trumpets.
Also, can you use our offslag?
Bob?
It cannot be erased from the mind, no matter the strength of godly belief, or brainwashing drugs, or fear, or religion. Yes, yes, in the blinding, intolerable white light of reality, you are but pawns in my game of Buldada world conquest.
I kill people who aren't Muslims. Muslims look at clouds. In the name of God, the most gracious, the most merciful. The universe and the cosmos and how wind moves, I certainly was curious about that. And I'm not very long. There is no true God. I got bored selling secondhand clothes, okay? You know, this is dull. I know what. I'll start a religion. And okay. And I'm strapping on a suicide bomb.
Starts with a B.
Father, what is it, man?
I knew when I could hear, man.
Ends with a B.
No, don't tell me.
10 seconds, Bob.
Bob!
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 Bob! Bob!
Get involved, everyone. Clap your hands. Join together. Let's have a good time.
When I thought I had a long white beard, but the big one comes, brings me the big one.
I saw God, he was a vending machine.
I can see God in the...
God doesn't see us.
Mystic power. Mumbo jumbo. Mumbo jumbo. Mumbo jumbo.
Bob criticizes the UN.
Blaming the UN to the New York Knicks.
He's never looked back.
As the intellectual historian John Bigot once said, our modern culture is in fact unbearable.
Even worse,
that overman on a new business plan has led us to endless philosophers. The goal would seem to be a world where uncertainty and doubt are right again.
You are listening to the Subgenius Radio Ministry, Hour of Slack, number 995. A tool users special for we tool users, with a whole lot of Lee Moore, like we just heard, and Norel Pref, like we just heard before that, and a lot more. And that song with the shotguns, Bob Squad, was by the great Groovy Neptune, And we just met the great Groovy Neptune at Tech's Day, which was wonderful. There are some pictures at subgenius.com and the report. It was just marvelous. And there'll be more of them, the great Groovy Neptune. They gave us a Yeti. At the beginning of the show, we heard some Norel Pref and some Ivan Stang, baby Ivan Stang, age 20, as the bozo of Bull Dada from a sort of a weird introduction to World of the Future of the Ancient Days. And the intro was Lemur and Silica Gel, remember? We've been getting some interesting stuff in the mail. One thing was a CD from Birmingham, Alabama, by something called Atomic Jefferson. Also from Just John. Just John is in the background. But let's check this song here by Atomic Jefferson at Earthlink. You'll Never Be Alone Again.
Surfing on the net, they're watching all you see, and keeping tabs on people that you meet. They track all your movements on a cookie sheet, and have the files you download from the net. When you use encryption, they will forge your keys, and pilfer all your secrets that you keep. It's not all that hard for you to clearly see. The thought police are always on the beat. They're everywhere you go and see the things you see. They have copies of your money list and bootleg MP3s. They know everything about you like your favorite kind of sin. So face it, you will never be alone again.
And even IRC are monitored for acts against the state. Ops and bots are logging every keystroke made. From their surveillance there is no escape. On the Usenet groups they lurk with baited hosts to catch the perverts like Disney execs. They slip you programs that hide on your hard drive and monitor your house for sight and sound. They're everywhere you go and see the things you see. They have copies of your money list and bootleg MP3s. They know everything about you like your favorite kind of sin. So face it, you will never be alone again. Somewhat paranoid, but that is just what they want you to think. One day you'll find your rights have been eroded. Your privacy will be only a dream. They're everywhere you go and see the things you see. They have copies of your money list and bootleg MP3s. They know everything about you like your favorite kind of sin. So face it, you'll never be alone again!
By Atomic Jefferson at Earthlink.
How long's it been? 20 years? Driving, endlessly driving. It's been difficult. It's strange for a country that has grown so, for a country that has become so weak, it's difficult to live here. And it shouldn't be so hard to live in a nation that's grown so soft.
Tim Russert, Chris Matthews, Katie Couric, CBS, NBC are all communists. The Pope is senile. and pedophilia is fine with him as long as it's not reported. And pedophilia is fine with him. Putrid white ring, right wing pond scum.
There's lots more. I mean, Mahima. I don't know actually if that's by Lemur, but it was deposited by Lemur on alt.binaries.slack. Before that, we heard another great groovy Neptune song, the Bob Rap. Everybody here is just so crazy about Bob. The great groovy Neptune we saw live at X Day, or Tex Day, rather, outside of Austin. That'll be a yearly event. That was just wonderful. And there'll be some. We also saw Loke E. Coyote perform, and there'll be some Loke E. Coyote coming up. The collages we've been hearing, of course, were there was some Norel Pref, and you can get the albums of Norel Pref from HeavyConfetti.com. And I think we heard a bit of Dr. Uncle Onan. Uncle Onan, the unclean one, friends. And now some PR news.
From PR News in Washington, I'm featured in some of the notorious photos from Abu Ghraib prison. President Bush declared this a critical victory in the war on PR.
President Bush heaped praise on PR News and remains on the loose.
At least 100 people were centered at a center. On Wall Street 2, 27, 10, 3, 29, 14, 75. British politicians are wanted for rape and murder in several states. Prime Minister Tony Blair says he had been arrested 3 times in Georgia on minor offenses. President Bush declared he wants to kill PR News in Washington.
It's so bogus to believe.
President Bush. Torture. President Bush.
Piece of dirt.
President Bush.
You're lower than dirt.
He faces a maximum of 80 years in prison.
Ideas are very dangerous things.
Perhaps not you, but beyond the shadow of a doubt, your little children will awaken in the dead of night with the power of Bull Durham, infecting and investing. They will murder you in lurid nonchalance and go giggling to the special gonzo doctors who will perform surgery on their faces and minds, transforming them into the permanently inebriated fools you see with me on this stage. They will be bozos.
Tak ada din, 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 tak ada din
Oh, hi, my Maya, the wondrous, nice melody of strange music there, friends. All of it dumped by different folks on alt.binaries.slack. That last thing was the Toronto Tabla Ensemble. Before that, some sort of Hebrew song. Loco Weed by Norel Preth. Am I Iron Man by Lee Murr. The Baby Stang as the Bozo of blah, 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 blah. And now some more PR news.
From PR News in Washington, I'm not guilty by reason of insanity. Today is election day in Britain. Labour Party Prime Minister Tony Blair has placed and detonated explosives outside the British consulate in Manhattan early this morning.
He thought he was documenting a legitimate use of a naked prisoner.
This is PR News. 6 million young homosexual gypsies wailed for 2 minutes at the notorious death camp in Britain. Health officials opened fire, killing 8 and wounding 2.
Depending on supply.
At least police don't know who killed PR News in Washington.
It's a reunion that took over 30 years to happen. A superbly preserved Jack Bruce, Eric Clapton, and Ginger Baker from the 30th Pharaonic Dynasty, Cream, had been closed in a wooden sarcophagus and buried in sand at the bottom of a 20-foot shaft. With classic songs such as Sunshine of Your
Mummy,
White Mummy,
Strange Mummy,
2300-year-old farewell tour that you saw the band come to an end. Cream
will then be placed on display at Saqqara's Museum of Imhotep. Ho-ho-ho-ho-ho-ho-ho-tep.
All of them sold out.
God doesn't deal in nuance. God doesn't deal in gray area. God hates and despises. God hates and despises gray area. And the whole point of it is to make you feel better about yourself as you accomplish nothing.
My other mental illness problem has to do with art and music and movies and all the stuff that I really like. And some of you may be this way. If I go to a movie or a concert or see beautiful artwork, for some reason it's not enough to just sit there and enjoy it. I always want to do it myself. And be glad that I don't try to sing anymore. But it's kind of a handicap in a way because you can't really do everything, and I'm not really that good at all the things I try to do because I keep jumping from one to another. You know, you see this great techno music. Now, see, I'll do techno music because anybody can do techno. And with a computer, there's good and bad, but I do the bad kind. But the same with art. What it is I realize it's the tools. I love the tools. And it's a neurotic love of tools. And guys are like that, okay? That's a guy thing. But it's a geek thing, you know. It used to be guys would work on cars, now they brag about their computer. But there's not that much difference, really. And I got to I was reading some paleoanthropology at one point. I love cave people.
Yeah.
I feel close to them for some reason. And, for a million years, the main thing, the most common thing that guys did was chip rocks. They did not actually spend most of their time hunting or gathering, but they did spend a lot of time making these stone hand axes. That was the level of technology that our ancestors were at for a long time. And I mean, several species of hominids were kind of in the same technological level. They made tools, but they were so good at it. I mean, they were really good at it. A modern person would not be able to make a stone hand axe as well as one of these characters doing it back when that's all they did for 100,000 years. They really got good at it. And we know this because there are plenty of stone hand axes all over the world, but there aren't that many skulls and skeletons. That whole work part of science is very mushy and vague because there's just not that much fossil material, but there's a lot. They kept making these hand axes because they didn't take them with them. They hadn't invented the hand axe store. They had not even invented the hand axe bag. They'd make this like, what? There's a sick baby mammoth? Oh, let's go get it. Let's make some hand axes real quick and run over there and kill it, skin it, and eat it, and then they wander off and leave all their hand axes. That's why you find all that stuff. So they kept making them over and over and over again. Plus, they'd get dull, you know, pretty quick. Now, the nearsighted cavemen probably chopped a lot more rocks than the others because they weren't that good with a bow and arrow or chasing rabbits. So but they could chop rocks like a son of a bitch. And good chopping could get you. It was a status thing, certainly. With that many centuries of this one level of technology, you know, if you could whack out a rock real quick, you'd impress the girls. So good chopping could get you laid and paid. If you were the nearsighted caveman, you didn't have to go out. If you made good rocks for everybody else, you could get fed. The ones who couldn't even make hand axes are the ones who invented the first religions, friends. At any rate, so think of it. Here's a million years of these craftsmen, okay? They're pretty simple-minded. That's all they can do is just chop these damn rocks, pretty repetitive motion, all day long for millions of years. Smiths, we might call them. Millions of years of smiths chopping rocks and making up religions to get laid. And sometimes I feel like I'm still chopping rocks to get laid and paid. And that, think about now, obsessive compulsive disorder. Now, that's not a big jump from the rock chopping if you think about it. It's like a holdover from that axe making instinct, sitting there doing the same thing over and over again, all day long, every day of your life. Doesn't that kind of remind you of some of the jobs that we go to? You know, jobs that are best enjoyed if you happen to have obsessive compulsive disorder. I certainly have benefited from mine. It comes in real handy. But then you kind of, okay, so jobs. What about art, really? Most art. You know, that's just busy work. No, but you don't have to have art for survival. That's just a useless byproduct of hand axe making gone hog wild. It's an instinct. And for you drummers, the connection should be really obvious. Needless to say, you know, you're just chopping. It's soft rock chopping. But what else did people do for 100,000 years? Bang, clink, 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 clink. You know, late into the night, the fire's going and they're banging away, and you get kind of tripped out doing the same thing. So you look around at our modern civilization, our monorails and flying jetpacks, and our subways and buses, and friends, maybe tool using wasn't such a good idea after all. The tool using is what got us this way, and maybe it wasn't such a good idea. This leads me to UFOs. The question about UFOs and aliens is not so much, is there anyone out there? There almost certainly, the question actually is, there must be, just by sheer size and the amount of time we're talking about, there must be others out there. The question is, how come they didn't contact us already a million years ago? And don't say crop circles. I know the guys that make the crosses. And don't know, oh, well, my girlfriend was abducted in this dream, and she, well, okay, no, that's, I mean real evidence, non-chump evidence. That's the question, how come we don't have solid evidence? And, well, friends, maybe we really don't want the super advanced gas brains of Jupiter to notice us. It may be that the reason that we don't haven't already encountered slightly more advanced tool users who manage to be able to make the distances that we can't yet, maybe when the really advanced aliens detect the presence, I think this happened in one of those Star Trek movies, as soon as they detect the signal of a faster than light drive or whatever, nuclear energy, that's when the gas brains of Jupiter call the exterminators. It's like, oh, I'm afraid you death robots are going to have to go in there and spray for tool users again. Got another nice little planet down there, but it's another infestation. And that's why we never get visited by flying saucers in real life. Is because they get shot down before they can leave, and that's probably what will happen to us, because the wiser ones know what happened. And during the galactic wars in the previous billion years, they learned some lessons, so they try to keep us down. Friends, that was Atomic Jefferson again. And before that, we heard some live subgenius preaching as it happened at Winter Star Festival. There's more about Winter Star at rosencomet.com. We'll be also preaching at Starwood this July. A bigger thing out of Brushwood, like where X Day is, friends. 8 X Day coming up July 5th. The world ends. Did you know that? Well, we'll be going into that more next time. Friends, we also heard lots of Norrell Pref up there, and lots of Lemur, and more Lemur.
From PR News in Washington, I'm marking the end of Irish Catholics. British Prime Minister Tony Blair says he is under control in the Baltic state of central Wisconsin. They're just beginning to return to the area now to assess the damage. Prime Minister Tony supports British rule. Australian Prime Minister John Howard has said that Blair says he would not return to his base to face possible PR. On Wall Street, 10-3-87-666. British Prime Minister Tony Blair says this is Catholic Republican PR News, Washington.
The next soundbite is with the state police.
Hey, what are your cats doing? Stop that!
The next soundbite is with chiefs of police.
They take over your mind.
You'd make sense.
Your intellect may be able to laugh and smirk at this threat, but your very core of being, your true self, is yet being penetrated, indeed twisted, to the point that my words are now irrevocably and cancerously infecting
even the most secret, hidden, lost, black labyrinths of your most misshapen, withered, and abhorrent, putrid, ghastly soul.
Missing the bus cause we ain't got no bread. Just find a mundane with cash and no brain. At least the things instead. At least the things. At least the things. At least the things. At least the things. This planet is loaded with people like Jar Jar Binks. Cattle and sheep and monkeys and mizz and licks. They'll give you money for something that tickles their kinks. Get them the paper, your food and your prop and your drink.
By Loki Coyote, and you can pick up more of that at wiccabilly.com. That's spelled W-I-C-C-A Billy, wiccabilly.com. Oh yes.
From PR News in Washington, I'm getting worse. A commission of military experts says Los Angeles commuters slowed down the planned withdrawal of U.S. troops from San Francisco. The commission says it believes Ariel Sharon attended ceremonies commemorating Nazi Germany in World War II. Wall Street at this hour, 32:10-7:75. A girl is suing PR News, claiming American forces in Iraq damaged her reputation by making remarks about her case of PR News throughout Iraq. A new report says PR's two adults spread PR News by sexual activity. I'm in critical condition.
That's actually a slight improvement. The report also says Americans wasted 2.3 billion PR News in Los Angeles.
And in just a little while, we'll take those questions for those of you that think you're watching.
So I'll see you later then, huh?
Okay, bye.
God, you know, plastic dinosaur won't help him now.
If they just pet him just right, they will.
Oh, I know, but then they might smear their spots. But then when they grow up, it's all better.
You think so?
I think it's beautiful.
Honey, I could tell you some stories. They don't ever get better. It's awful. I mean, once you get married, it's always like that.
But I think that through the correct questioning that you can bring the dinosaur's real personality.
Fat chance.
Really? In spite of the spots?
In spite of the
spots. Don't worry.
And the smears?
It's a miracle.
They'll take
him
away.
It's everywhere.
They'll put him where he belongs.
It's beautiful and shining every day.
Can I get one?
Everyone has a small spot of dinosaur deep within them.
Laugh and laugh as the dinosaur disappears.
Oh, come on, bring mine out. Teach me how
to
do that.
To the little dinosaur zoo.
Well, first you go and get some Little Debbie snap cakes.
Who?
Sure thing, Jack.
Little Debbie snack cakes.
Little Debbie snack cakes.
Yes, we used to watch her go to school. Let's watch this film as she goes to school to meet her friends.
To get her at last.
Beams on us all.
You're making her cry.
No. Beams not
here. You gotta stop. Don't cry.
Give her some more beans.
Give her a dinosaur. Give me that spotted one over there.
There's one in every box.
Yeah, there's two now.
There's one on the floor.
There's four.
Okay, that's all you got. Thanks.
Okay, that was the warm tarantula hidden by the under the warm beer can in the edge of the cooler.
A tarantula of the mind, not a real thing, but a hallucination from the depths of a disordered psyche.
Okay, put the women back in the wagons. It's a tarantula of the mind.
It's one of them 9-pound spiders we've been having.
Look at that.
No, don't look at it.
The laughing spider can paralyze with its insane, inhuman chuckle.
Yeah, it's almost got his mouth.
Doctor, how can we get the spider back in the cage?
The balloon
laughs. We can't convince it to do anything. We can only use brute force. That's all it understands.
It's a new kind of laundry detergent. I used it one time. I got rid of all them spiders. There were lots of them before I used that stuff.
Just pour some on his abdomen there.
Oh, right. It's shriveling up. Yeah, don't listen to it laugh. I don't think it's too funny.
It's wacky. It's goofy. It's wild.
I think we should take one of them and put them in little packages where little dinosaurs used to be and fool somebody.
But all those kids think they're going to get a little dinosaur friend, and instead they get some massive goo from inside of a spider.
Spider. It's awful. And then Jimmy ate some.
I saw a monster with two eyes that made me...
Good evening. You're on KVA with Frank Zappa.
Hi, Frank. Greetings from the Subgenius Church.
Oh, yeah, good.
Thanks for
holding. How is old Bob?
Oh, he's doing good. He sends his regards.
You know one of the best things about Bob?
What's that?
He's a smoker.
Yeah. Yeah, frop all the way. Anyway, you mentioned in your book, and I hope I'm paraphrasing accurately here, that attitudes of a number of people you have encountered fall into the realm of bad mental health. Mm-hmm. My question is, do you have any thoughts on what kind of job the mental health system is doing in this country? And secondly, do you have any views on the prescription and use of psychotic tranquilizers and other mind-altering medications used today?
Well, let's take the mental health system first. It's a disaster area because most of the facilities were decimated by the early budget cuts in the beginning of the Reagan administration. And when those facilities closed, a lot of the people who were in there being cared for wound up sleeping under bridges and in cardboard boxes and on gratings in Washington, D.C. Mm-hmm. And people who should be receiving medical help are now regarded as these denizens of the underworld. And it's really a very sick thing for a society that likes to think that it's fair and caring. It's a sick thing for it to do to save a couple of bucks on the back of people in those institutions. Mm-hmm. That's reprehensible.
Do you think that the mental health system works when it's allowed to work?
Well, let's just say that having one is better than not having one. I would disagree with some of the techniques that have been used in mental hospitals. Not that I'm an expert. I've never been an inmate in one, but based on things that I've heard about what goes on there, I wouldn't say that we are talking about a system that had spectacularly good results in healing people. But at least in the case of the people who are now sleeping in the street, they had a place. They wouldn't freeze to death. Whether or not they would ever get over their schizophrenia is another question, but at least they're not going to freeze to death because they hear voices.
What would you plan to do if you were president for that kind of situation?
Same thing that I would do about the rest of the homeless problem. You go to the Congress and say, fix it. You know, spend the money and do it, because... obviously, there are people who have dealt in the realm of social services who know far more about this than I do, but nobody is turning to these people saying, do it.
Well, I'll not only vote for you, but I'll campaign for you in 92.
Well, I've got to figure out whether
you do decide.
Yeah, let's keep that in mind, because I haven't made the decision to do it, but it's nice to talk to people to see that there is some enthusiasm for it.
Well, there is this end. And keep up the good work musically and politically.
Okay, let me just say something about your second question about the mind-altering drugs.
Right.
I don't think that it's a good idea to use them.
Okay.
I think that one of the reasons why they work is the drug changes your body chemistry. Okay?
Right.
Now, the chemistry of your body is being changed in most instances by artificial substances.
Right.
In other words, a chemical which is derived from isolating a molecule that came from a plant or a mushroom or, you know, some other source that has a special chemical effect on the human body.
So this kind of thing goes on regularly, though.
That's right. In other words, if you want to feel mutated,
right,
you could just eat a strange diet and you'd be out there.
I
mean, how many macrobiotic people do you know?
Okay.
You know, they're kind of bobbed out.
Yeah.
And if you want to be altered, I think you could probably achieve some unique results by overamping on a certain type of pizza if your body responded to that chemical.
What do you think about not drugging which is not of one's own free will? I would assume.
Well, I think that's a no-no.
Yes.
You mean like sticking stuff in the water supply?
Well,
terrorism.
Drugging someone in a mental hospital who doesn't necessarily agree with that would probably be...
Well, now you're getting into a constitutional area, because I'm not sure that I'm fully informed as to what the legal status is of a person who has been committed to a mental institution, whether or not he still retains the right to reject medication, because if he's in there because he's out of his mind,
right,
it's a little bit difficult for the doctor to sit there and say, well, what do you think?
Right.
Should you take these pills now? Come on, let's negotiate it.
Okay. It is a tricky area.
Thank you very much for your call.
Bye-bye.
If one rocket scientist's observations are right, even longer lines at the DMV,
Revenge of the Sith,
was declared a $165 million failure.
The dark side.
Shut off early.
Critics were disappointed.
Buried in the country's
dark side.
Huge, certain destruction.
Terrorists and criminal aliens.
Put all the pieces together.
Terrorists and criminal aliens move freely through our society.
Critics fear so much.
I'm excited about me making a movie about a 9-year-old boy.
Is an accident waiting to happen.
Heavy breathing, helmeted, hope.
Very hard. Really hard.
Probe. Intriguing.
From PR News in Washington, I'm well armed and disciplined. The Pentagon says at least 100 insurgents have become part of Cheney's Energy Policy Task Force. The Pentagon says at least PR News has been killed. On Wall Street, 5/10/6. Prosecutors in Ohio say they'll retry a man who admitted to a highway spree today at Arlington National Cemetery. Prosecutors say they won't seek the PR penalty. They say evidence of mental illness will outweigh any evidence that would support PR News in Washington.
I could hear doors opening and actual elevator music. I think we've lost connection with ourselves and the audience.
Who am I to say it's the wrong way, though? You know, who are we to say that?
Yeah. Well, if you're
there is no right, there is no wrong.
Right. If you're like Stan, you're circumscribed. You know, you're not only epopped, which means you can go more than twice, you're also can't get sand in there.
I'm the sacred circumscribe of the subgenius.
And
circumscription is a very useful thing, actually. There are certain things that we're talking about and certain things we won't talk about.
It's
you
true,
only talk about those things
in the army,
inside the circle.
Unless we started one.
Hmm.
We wouldn't want to start an army, would we?
I've contemplated that before, but I'm just not that kind of guy. That's the thing.
Or we could get a Fight Club thing, a bunch of loser males that, you know, have low self-esteem, and we could dress them up in funny clothes and give them orders.
You know that?
Been there, done that.
Yeah, I already tried it.
You've actually been involved in something like that before.
Were you a
seventh grade gym class?
Yeah, I jumped into a load of raw sewage just to earn my wings.
You're kidding.
So you can fly now, for Christ's sake?
What are you doing here?
Jobs, you can fly?
Why haven't you flown away yet, then?
Hey, how many of you guys got picked on by bullies in elementary school?
How many bullies
that did the picking on?
I
did a little bit of both.
Now, that's well-rounded, if you did a little bit of both.
I know what it's like on both sides, and, you know, I'm not proud of what I did or of what was done to me. Not proud of either one of those things, but, you know, it's childhood. You know, that there's a reason why we don't hold children accountable the way we hold adults accountable in our society.
Because they're mean little
There's
freaks.
A reason why we have a separate justice system for juveniles. And yeah, all this talk about, oh, you know, you do an adult crime, you do adult time, I don't think that means anything at all. Because the fact is, you know, you think back on the stuff you did as a kid, you know, it seems nonsensical today. You look at the stuff that kids do, it seems nonsensical today. But they grow up, there are whole parts of the brain that are not mature until you're in your 20s, actually. You know, and we hold people accountable for what's supposed to be exercise of that part of the brain years before it's fully formed.
Well, if you can go into their high school and tell them how cool it would be in the military, I would say there are vast portions of their brains which are undeveloped.
Yeah, but well...
Perhaps even, you know, as flaccid as my wrist.
Well, it depends on what your alternatives are. You know, to some people, the military looks like a lot of slack.
During peacetime,
somebody
it is.
Wakes you up for you, somebody puts you to sleep and puts the food in your mouth while you are push-up for them and shoot it for them.
Yeah, it's like getting a job.
Yeah, a very secure job. And you don't have to pay for food or lodging either, you know.
Some kids nowadays think they'll get to get their own, like, special uniform, like in the video games, and a name. You know, they can double-click on here, and suddenly they're Captain whatever the... You know what I'm saying?
I know what you mean.
And you know, where do they
get... Or they think they can enter a cheat code.
Hey, yeah. Dave.
Just
you're
press
in the
buttons
past,
on your
man. They can
special
do
weapon.
That.
Well... They can?
Yes.
That's right. In today's Army of One, you can you get your special nano individualized combat weapon with a little keypad on it, and
how do you
nobody
get
else
be
can.
The commander in chief. Click on.
You have to do things you don't even want to imagine doing.
Right. Yeah. You don't have to remember the things that you do while you're on the job.
You know, as long as they, I mean. To get your way up that high, you have to bend over quite a few times for several different reasons.
Yeah, but you get the special helmet where you can control what you can remember afterwards.
But your plumbing's never right after they get the helmet or you bend over. I mean, for crying out loud, what a thing to give
hey,
up
you know
for
what?
Your
actually,
freedoms.
It's not so bad because, I mean, sure, you give up a lot of your freedoms to get that kind of position, but you also give up a lot of risks as well, you know. You get that helmet... And you can wear that helmet because, you know, you don't need the tinfoil helmet anymore.
And man in my position
you're protected
needs a
from that.
Helmet, sir. I need protection and I can't get up from this position.
Well, we'll send out someone to help you out very shortly.
Don't forget to bring the canine jelly or any kind of other, you know, liquefied dog products.
This is the story about a group of kids who volunteered.
We fixed stuff.
Cleaned up the park.
Well, that didn't last long.
Kids like you.
Me?
Who cares?
G.I. Joe! Hey, Joe! Where you been? You got plastic arms that never bend, but sterilia is Borrelia.
From PR News in Washington, I'm perverted for security reasons. British Prime Minister Tony Blair says the U.S. could save PR News if it follows his suggestions on which Germans should be killed in bomb attacks. Prime Minister Tony Blair says that will free up more money to service British Prime Ministers who need it. Also, Prime Minister Tony Blair needs $48. Serious Germans say nuclear PR is Tony Blair's real goal. On Wall Street, 9, 8, 5, 10, 14, 8, 9, 11, 6, 3, 1.
Making sure the troops have proper joints around the world. Relieving stress on the force.
A divided Senate Foreign Relations Committee spent a tense day debating PR News, Washington.
Lemur was here, friends. And before that, some radio synesthesia from WCSB in Cleveland State University. That's Dr. Sinister's show, which follows the hour of slack in Cleveland. And before that, some PR news by Lemur, Fernando Nandy Lemur, some Nora Pref from HeavyConfetti.com, Phineas Narco of NationalCynical.com interviewing Frank Zappa there in a rare recording. Before the great selection of Ancient Puzzling Evidence show from KPFA in Berkeley, the old subgenius show there with Lies, Dr. Howell, Puzzling Evidence, Gary Gabroke, Fran, and Bob Nelson. And now, friends, the URL, subgenius.com. Did I mention that? And also, we've got Hour of Slack number 1,000 coming up. Yes, 1,000. And we're going to commemorate it by reading your letters about how you hate it or love it or what happened to it when it happened to you. And so send those in to our post office box, which we're about to give, if you want to send a tape or a written letter. Or you can email me, stang@subgenius.com. That's Stang, S-T-A-N-G, at subgenius.com. Subgenius does not have an O in it for you true subgeniuses out there. So, get that in for Hour of Slack 1000. That's only 5 shows from now. And now, coming soon...
A sampling of public opinion shows most people are pretty much convinced that... This is what keeps cardiologists in business.
I feel strongly. I feel strong. I feel strong. I mean, it's. I mean, it's. I feel strong. I feel strong. I mean, it's.
Are you going to get him any medical help?
I mean, it's.
When faced with stressful situations.
I mean, it's.
Case of cold feet.
I feel strong.
If you're going to fall off the face of the earth for whatever reason, it'd be nice if you just tell somebody.
15-pound cheeseburger.
More.
The super duper sized 15-pounder.
I mean, it's
coming soon to a theater near you.
And friends, if you want some more of this background music, you can get more of it from Just John. And here's his web address. That would be at just-john.com. That's Just John with a dash in between justandjohn.com or ampcast.com/justjohn. Just John. Nice music and mixes in the background there. Oh, yes. Praise Bob.
If you'd like more information... Interocitor screen to www.subgenius.com or send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Subgenius Foundation, Post Office Box
181417, Cleveland Heights, Ohio 44118.
United States. Only the Church of the Subgenius is willing to tell you the truth about Mars. Dance a merry jig, you Martian creeps.
There's no way out, human. No way out. No way out. No way out. Go, go away. Go away and hide in your little homes and your TV sets and your beds and all your little Bibles and stupid things.
Yeah.